А8, А14. Вы услышите рассказ о впечатлениях женщины о походе в магазин. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Well, I had an adventure today. I went into town, thought I'd shake them up a little, so I tried to find me a topless bathing suit. I went into what's their names, and I went straight up to the swimwear, as they call it, department, and I got me an 1890s school teacher type assistant, who wondered what she could do for me. I said hello and added I was in the market for a topless swimsuit. The shop girl was so surprised, she kept silent for a moment. Then, after a beat, she said she didn't know what I meant. I explained that I meant no top, the one that stopped at the waist, latest thing, having lots of freedom. The girl looked at me as if she was seeing the local madam for the first time. Then she pointed out, with a sniff, that they didn't carry those. In that case, I asked her if they had any separates. Those they carried, and she started going under the counter, and I said I would just take but the bottoms of one of those. She came up from under the counter, adjusted her spectacles, and asked what I said. I repeated it. She thought for a minute, and then she demanded, with ice in her voice, what they should do with the tops. I suggested keeping them for the next year, as they may be in fashion. Then the poor sweet thing gave me a look I couldn't tell was either a D- or she was going to send me home with a letter to my mother, and she said, sort of far away, I think you need the manager. And off she walked.
Well, I had an adventure today. I went into town, thought I'd shake them up a little, so I tried to find me a topless bathing suit. I went into what's their names, and I went straight up to the swimwear, as they call it, department, and I got me an 1890s school teacher type assistant, who wondered what she could do for me. I said hello and added I was in the market for a topless swimsuit. The shop girl was so surprised, she kept silent for a moment. Then, after a beat, she said she didn't know what I meant. I explained that I meant no top, the one that stopped at the waist, latest thing, having lots of freedom. The girl looked at me as if she was seeing the local madam for the first time. Then she pointed out, with a sniff, that they didn't carry those. In that case, I asked her if they had any separates. Those they carried, and she started going under the counter, and I said I would just take but the bottoms of one of those. She came up from under the counter, adjusted her spectacles, and asked what I said. I repeated it. She thought for a minute, and then she demanded, with ice in her voice, what they should do with the tops. I suggested keeping them for the next year, as they may be in fashion. Then the poor sweet thing gave me a look I couldn't tell was either a D- or she was going to send me home with a letter to my mother, and she said, sort of far away, I think you need the manager. And off she walked.